birth of Abraham.
This is not where it was yesterday.
Where did it appear from?
It was also there yesterday.
Measure for yourself and see.
I measured. Nothing has changed.
And I say to you that this changes the whole picture.
One night, many years ago, there sat outside a city in a circle, a band of people, wearing long cloaks. It was a very dark night, and only the weak light of the stars twinkled in the darkness. Who were the people wearing the long cloaks? What were they doing there in the darkness? What were they talking about among themselves?
Look there, in the east, something is happening there. One star is shining there. It's moving in the heavens, coming near to another star.
That star is approaching the good luck zodiac star of our king, Nimrod.
It swallowed it. The good luck star of our beloved king has disappeared.
They were the wise men of King Nimrod, the priests of the city in which he reigned, Ur-Kasdim. They were soothsayers. That is, they gazed at the stars and guessed what would happen in the future.
Look there! It isn't over yet. That star is moving again towards another star.
It swallowed it.
Now toward another, and another.
It swallowed them.
Where is it now?
It vanished. It has vanished.
I've never seen anything like that.
In my opinion, it portends something that will happen in the future.
Yes, so it seems. But what does it portend?
All the wise men turned questioningly towards the oldest man among them, the wisest of them all. The wise old man stroked his white beard and gazed at the heavens. He then began to speak.
Tonight was born in our city, in Ur-Kasdim, a baby. This baby will grow up to be an important man. The world has waited for many years for this man to be born. And tonight, finally he was born. And this man will explain to people that there is one God who created everything.
That is what he will explain to everyone?
Yes. Thus will be teach, and he will fight with four kings, the most powerful kings in the world, and he will defeat them all.
Oh, incredible.
And among them will also be our king, Nimrod. Even him he will defeat in battle.
Terrible. That is a terrible thing.
We must go to Nimrod and tell him what we have seen.
That's right. We must go and warn Nimrod about the baby who was born this night. The baby who will grow up and defeat our beloved king Nimrod.
All the wise men stood up. They shook their cloaks and hurried back to their city to tell Nimrod that this night there was born his enemy, the man who would defeat him in battle. Only the wise old man did not hurry. He followed them slowly, saying to himself,
"It won't help them. Even if they warn him, that is what will happen. He will defeat our King Nimrod."